we have no such objective in mind. Our human rights struggle and the battlefield fighting for human rights and human dignity. A black female shared with the Sharecropper family born on Hampton Plantation in the Dallas community of Louisville, Mississippi, and has risen to be mayor of Milesville and is the first black woman chief in the history of the United States. A spirit-rich Christian of the Baptist faith, she has battled for black liberation as a father of the Mississippi Freedom Party and has been in the forefront of citizen participation guides and civil rights legislation challenges. These successful struggles for truth and justice have won for her only child, Jeremiah Blackwell Jr., the right to pursue his engineering studies at Mississippi State University. She is an articulate, active spokesperson and evidence for her impact on hunger and malnutrition issues, development of low-income housing, school segregation, and other issues of importance and priority to the rural poor of the South. She's a founding board member of the Mississippi Action for Community Education, the Dallas Foundation of Mainville, Mississippi. She has spearheaded citizen participation drives in six counties of the Mississippi Valley, leading to the challenges of the Democratic Party in 1964 at the National. She was the organizer of the community segregation, Blackwell versus Sharpie. It was consolidated lines through in 1965 and 1966, which is regarded as a historical event which led to the legal battle to segregate schools nationwide. She is known and dedicated herself to the establishment of freedom schools in two counties. She protests segregationist practices and policies. She was a catalyst force in the decision of officials of the War on Poverty to institute a policy of maximum participation in the poor. I could go on and on about this person. But I think we need to know that as soldiers, and I couldn't find the word to indicate female, the soldiers on the battlefield of interest, they have some idea of what they're going to face. But here is a soldier who entered the battle with everything unknown, because 24 hours a day in Mississippi, there was always danger. I am happy and pleased to present to you a veteran and a fighter for human rights, Honorable
Eunice Blackwell of Maryville, Mississippi. Thank you for the great entry. You know, you we always stand up to this. See, I was, you y'all may not know about it. You know, they used to have old saying, if you were light, you were all right. You know, if you bronze, a cigarette. If you were black, you know, you came way back. See, now, how can you be a man if you have one less than your God, right? So I was determined that I was not going to stand that. You know? And I wasn't going to get hung up, and I was too much because of the color that I had. Because Bilbo said that one drop of what the same he was, he didn't say that. Y'all going to say, no. If in you, then you was classified as evil. So don't be careful because you have how you shade or you can have light color or something. All my people are black.
That was not my fault.
So that
see, what I was doing was trying to better our position. And I'm sure we still need that. But anyway, so I went on down and said, man, come making the circles around. We come and go up to our faith. And we had a preacher who came and talked with us and told us that the sheriff said, we're going to go home and see our trouble and so forth. So we went back the next day. And I ended up testifying for the Civil Rights Commission, for the Civil Rights Bill that now is back in Congress that they are discussing in the South. But a lot of things happened to me, and I'm sure you heard some of them today, in terms of getting out, organizing. Smith, I didn't know what it was, but Smith and Unified Authority Committee, they got me involved. They said all you have to do is go knock on doors and ask people if they come and go register to vote, and I did that. And people, I didn't have no idea how frightened and full of fear people were. But they went anyway, scared, but they went anyway. And I've never seen people come from the north, from the west, from the east, white and black, and really find their fight because I had never seen black people up close this way. We saw our people, but we stayed our distance. And they would just tell you something, and that was it. But Christ came, and they came into our homes, and they talked about freedom. They talked about registered work. They talked about these things that we never even heard of before. And the black women was teachers. It's very interesting who was the teachers. It was the black women. I've never forget hearing sitting at you. And the teacher is coming to teach you all. Well, I thought, you know, the regular kind of teaching that, you know, you was thinking about. I really didn't think about just coming to teach you about myself. And she sat down and she would start off asking us questions. She said, do you know anything about Sojourner Truth? We said, who's that? And then she would outline, who was this woman? Who was the straight woman that lived and then I kept looking at Mary and over 2 weeks, Mary didn't fix her hat. And so we thought that we were going to work on this. Because I had never seen anybody wear a natural before in my life. And so we thought the child just needed to find a hat. I washed my hair and I
state is imagined. And just now, that you know that I feel that way at any kind of way, because one of the things that done for me is to look at myself in ways that any kind of way you want. But it was really a challenge for me as a black woman to feel that I could do these kinds of things. So that was some of the education that she took us through. The other was finding out who was there for Calvin Coon. Who is these women? Who's Harriet Turner? And she would ask us questions, you know, and we didn't review. We just had an idea. And it fascinated me so. And other people also. Then we found out about men, like Frederick Douglass and all these other things, what was happening with slavery and so on. And right now, we need that kind of thing now for our men. Because I know people have no conception of this movement that we just passed through, this decade of this movement. They really don't. And we criticize them. And it's not time to criticize. It is time to teach. Because if they do not know, it's no way for them. My son, financially, he's better. But you know, he went through all of this when I was arrested every day. Do you know I was arrested every day and I was told to do God? Or I was at the end, or whatever. And they charged me with the nation had a ton of television. The people were listening all around the world. We have no idea the impact that us has made. But one, two, three, four, whatever we are, is it? When we went back home, face to face, then we marched. We marched in Jackson, Mississippi in 1965 on the day. I was jailed and sit there in that jail for 11 days on a lot of chains in a bathroom. The whole room together so they were passing us along the river about the children and everything. We marched in jail for all. But 1,000 of us in jail. No nothing. We had no phone to jail. Thank you. find out that he's a peasant. And I didn't know I was a peasant. You see, your worst situation sometimes is your best situation. So I got my way page to China to take a look at that. And I was the only black. That's one of the times I didn't mind being the only black. Because sometimes we do have to be the only black. We have to be ready to do whatever is necessary for our people. And I went to China, and I came back and had nobody come back with this kind of whatever they call it, view from a black woman's perspective. And they started calling me all over the country to come and tell them how I felt about this kind of thing. Since then, I've been in China 6 times. I was in Tibet last year. The experiences, you know, that you find yourself in is unbelievable. But it's the same black woman that came through that old movement that we are still living in. And I decided to come out of the movement and die. The movement is not that. The movement is the movement. The movement is changing. Nothing stays the same. So you go through different theories. So don't let nobody psych you out, and especially the punk folks. They want kids to get moved to the thing. And you listen, you hear it on the television, on the radio, the media is aware. They don't want kids to get moved to the thing. It can't be. You're still the same kid. You still ain't got nothing to do.
The blue sands, the
and bear the common people of this new town. I am the Speaker of the House of St. Cecilia.
Thank you. Jesus, I can touch my Jesus.
Yeah.
And I say, Lord,